At Presque Isle's Regional Career and Technical Center, pages of schematic drawings hang on a rack in the front of the Drafting and Design Technology classroom. A dozen or so students are on computers, completing the designs for aircraft engines, garden landscapes, or sports cars.
It gives you new challenges, and like you can see how you want to do things.
Gannon Tyrion is at work on the plans for a 1912 Bentley rotary aircraft engine. With the same software used by professional engineers, he's taken the original blueprints for the engine and recreated it in a 3D computer model, fixing problems and creating missing parts along the way.
We created the whole engine so we could see if it worked or not based on our plans that we made, and then the new, like some of the changes we made in the new dimensions. Once that all worked, then we dimensioned it all. So we used some of the old stuff, but then some of the new stuff we had to improvise. We made sure that worked in the modeling, and then we recorded that too.
What students are doing in the program has drawn interest from across the state and beyond. Students created 3D drawings of a 20-horsepower motor for the Stanley Steamer, a Maine-produced car that saw its heyday in the 1920s. And they recreated plans for a 3-horsepower marine engine that students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology hoped to use to build a working prototype, but found themselves without the mechanical resources to pull it off. Cooper Medore was one of the students involved in creating the plans.
Yeah, the MIT project, it was so great because obviously it was for such a big college. And I think I worked a lot harder on that because I knew it was for MIT.
Students have incredible pride with those projects. They love the idea that this project's real, that it's going to be built, that it's there.
Terry Harper teaches the program.
The whole idea is that they can, in this class, they can apply math. They can apply things that they're learning in other classes, for instance, physics, etc. The other thing is that they learn problem-solving skills. The engineering process is all about defining the problem, coming up with a solution, and then walking through the steps to solve that problem.
That's the sound of the Sphero, a small, blue glowing ball that a group of boys at the Dyer Elementary School in South Portland are buzzing around the hallway. A programmable robot is a popular feature at the school's Maker Lab, a place where children can create their own special projects.
So some kids will be coding, and some kids will be doing some woodworking, and some kids will be knitting or crafting or using the iPads to do stop motion.
Megan Blakemore runs the school's Learning Commons and the lab.
And they sort of feed off each other with excitement, and you'll see them move from group to group, saying, what are you doing? How did you do that? And they end up teaching each other how to do it. So it's a really great energy.
She says the more teachers can get kids to be self-directed, the better. That could mean they choose to sit and read, or could mean they create something from scratch. The Maker Lab, just like Harper's program, allows students to make mistakes as they innovate. Dr. Thomas Edwards, provost of Thomas College, says it's important to get things wrong sometimes.
Students make mistakes all the time, and students learn from their mistakes. We learn from our mistakes as adults all the time. And so it is important to be able to make mistakes, but to be able to make mistakes in an environment that's supportive, that's encouraging, and says, try it again, here's a different way to do it, here's the best way to go forward.
The college recently opened the Center for Innovation and Education to train undergraduate and graduate students in new approaches for 21st century teaching and learning. Edwards says that with the pace of the world and technology moving so quickly, educators have to prepare children to be able to adapt to changing environments. And, he says, that's what schools are providing when they allow students to innovate and create. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Dave Boardman.